Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Good afternoon. Welcome in once again. Jimmy B and TC on the air with you here on a Thursday and a solo edition. Brinson off for the rest of the week. He'll be back with us, Tuesday, I believe, is when he'll be back in the saddle once again, talking the world of sports with us. Until then, it's you, me, and a host of great guests as we get inside the world of sports. As always, you can join us here at 515-264-1700. Big story of the day. The Cubs and White Sox have agreed to a deal. Jose Quintana will be making his way to the north side of Chicago, going over to Wrigley Field. We'll get into that certainly a lot today, and that's where we kick things off. We got Gary Rima stopping by in hour number one, the voice of the UNI Panthers with football season right around the corner. Back college football 44 days away until we will see college football for the first time. The countdown for that continues before we get to some college football here. We'll talk some Panthers with Gary, primetime league, and even a little bit about a championship, back-to-back titles for his minor league team up there in the Cedar Valley. But a lot of Panther talk at 12:25 coming up today with the voice of UNI, Gary Rima. Ken Silverstein is here in his 1 o'clock stop. We'll talk some Indians with him. Speaking of the Indians, saw last night as I was flipping around trying to find something to watch. No sports going on. Had the ESPYs. Entertaining. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. I got some chuckles out of it. Some enjoyable moments, I thought. But right across MLB Network last night, they had a documentary talking about the 1990s Indians. And after they got to the World Series, lost to the Braves, gave the Braves and that great team their only championship during that era, they threw a parade for them. And didn't see the beginning of it, so I went in the DVR and set it for the next recording, so I'll be able to see that thing start to finish. But we'll talk some Indians with him. A lot of Big Ten football talk as we get ready now, less than 2 weeks away from Big Ten Media Day over in Chicago. That's Ken Silverstein coming up here at 1 o'clock today. 1:40 will be into the NFL with Ryan Van Bibber. We'll talk Bears, Vikings, Packers, Chiefs. And I want to go a little bit deeper. I told Ryan today when he said he had time to jump on with us, want to dig deeper into what's happening with Teddy Bridgewater and the different avenues that the Vikings can do, what makes the most sense there. An intriguing storyline. The excitement now with the offensive line that you would hope at least can be adequate with a quarterback that last year in Sam Bradford completed a high percentage of his passes, set an NFL record in that statistic, now an opportunity to go down the field more with more time. And yet there's Teddy Bridgewater looming, trying to get healthy. What do they do? An interesting topic of the NFL. Good summertime topic, no doubt, in July. That'll be Ryan Van Bibber at 1:40. 2 o'clock, John Cannon will stop by. We'll put a cap on things with the NBA free agency period. John, a great guy from the area up in NoCal, and he now lives here in the state of Iowa. He's kind of been our NBA insider over the last couple of years. We'll take one final look at the free agency, some summer league talk, and much more with John Cannon. And then at 2:30, Bill Ryder. You hear him here on 1700. He's on from 5 until 9 o'clock on CBS Radio nationally. And he is a guy that knows this market well. Worked for the Register for a few years back in the day. So now he is the national columnist over at CBSSports.com, hosts a daily show during the week from 5 to 9. And we're going to have him here at 2:30 today. So we'll take a look back at his time here in Des Moines, get some thoughts on that, and then a big national look as well. That's Bill Ryder coming up at 2:30. Again, 515-264-1700 with your phone calls on a busy day without Jim Brinson. You just got me, Trent Condon, with you here for the next 3 hours. Well, let's start at the top, and that is the news of the day. The Chicago Cubs, as we get ready for baseball to begin once again tomorrow night, the Cubs have gone out and made a move. This is a move that been over a year in the making. Going back to last season, we knew at the time, yeah, bullpen help was something that they needed. It was probably the number one talked about thing. But if you read what Jed Hoyer had to say, if you read what Theo Epstein was talking about, the one thing that they continually talked about was finding a young, controllable pitcher. That was kind of number one on their wish list, is getting that young, controllable pitcher. They found one in Jose Quintana. Quintana, signed, sealed, and delivered, coming up now over the next three seasons after this one. $8.8 million next year, and then $10.5 million the next two seasons. Young, controllable pitching. That's what they're looking for. That's what they found in Jose Quintana. The numbers have taken a step back this year. Not what they've been in the past. We're going to dig into those numbers here in a moment. Let's get out to the phone line right now. Again, 515-264-1700. We kick things off. Line number one, you're on Jimmy B and TC. Who's this?
This is Nick. Trent, I know it's Thursday, but it feels like Sunday. I feel the strong need to rejoice. The Cubs have pulled off another beautiful trade, and there's so many things to love about it. One, a lefty. Finally, another dominant lefty in the rotation that has been filled with righties over the last 2 years. That's number one, awesome. Two, controllable contract, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I think what the most important thing here is the fact that the Cubs didn't have to give up a guy like Ian Happ or Kyle Schwarber or anything like that. It's just a great trade, especially considering that this Quintana to the Astros has been essentially a done deal for the last year and a half, and it hasn't happened. It's the second best day of the season behind Miguel Montero getting DFA'd.
Oh no. A little shade throw the way of Miguel Montero after his comments. You know, you mentioned they didn't have to give up a major league ready prospect, but most people believe that the best prospect in the system was Eloy Jimenez, and it wasn't close. This is a guy with a ton of upside, but he's still a ways away. A 20-year-old outfielder, you look at the future. We've heard what they've said about Schwarber and how he is an untouchable. With the outfield being set, giving up Jimenez, you don't normally see, especially for a guy like Quintana. I mean, he's a good starter. He's not elite. You don't normally see the number five prospect in baseball getting traded for a guy like that. And I think that's why I know there's some Cub fans out there right now, Nick, that are kind of scratching their heads saying, we're trading away Jimenez for Quintana? If it was Chris Archer, I'd understand it. Quintana, not as much. Do you understand that maybe trepidation that's out there?
Sure, yeah. But, you know, and I love Chris Archer. I'm a huge fan of Chris Archer as well. But Chris Archer, his ERA has been right around that, you know, high threes, low fours, just like Quintana's has. And Chris Archer is a righty. I don't know. I don't think that, you know, adding another right-handed pitcher to that staff is going to, you know, it doesn't create as much balance. And, you know, with having a more versatile starting rotation, I think will be important going into the playoffs and, you know, causing teams to kind of change up their lineups a little bit rather than just sticking with one. You know, it's good in baseball to kind of change up the routine a little bit, and I think adding a lefty to that rotation rather than a righty will do that.
Well, and a guy that's going to be a part of it, and that's a big part of it. Nick, appreciate the phone call, and a Cub fan happy about the move. We'll talk again soon, man. That's Nick checking in with us. You can join us as well. 515-264-1700. Reaction to the trade today of the Cubs and the White Sox. Four players traded for Jose Quintana in the deal. The first one, Eloy Jimenez, who I mentioned. Number five prospect in baseball from Baseball America was, in fact, it's funny, I was just taking a look at the top 100 list of Baseball America last night. And at the top, Juan Moncada for the White Sox, Vlad Guerrero Jr. of the Blue Jays, Gleyber Torres of the Yankees, who we've heard a lot about. And at number five, there is Jimenez, now of the White Sox. So two of the top five prospects in baseball, members of the White Sox organization. The other guy in the mix that, if you're a prospect guy, you've at least heard of, you know a little bit, would be Dylan Cease, who goes over. Now, he's a long ways away. He's at 83 in the latest Baseball America top 100 prospect rankings. So that's the other top-level prospect here. A couple of single-A guys also going over in the trade, Matt Rose and Bryant Fleet to the White Sox to complete the deal. So let's get into Quintana. Nick's excited because it's a lefty. It's a guy that with a rotation that was Lester and then a bunch of right-handers, an opportunity to get another lefty there come playoff time. He's pumped up about that. But the numbers this year are not pretty for Jose Quintana. 28 years old. We start right there. He's 28 years old, made his major league debut back in 2012. Now, I'm going to stop you right away. Don't look at the win-loss record. We've talked enough throughout the years. I hope you guys as listeners understand that win-loss record is not a viable thing to look at as it pertains to any pitcher. Starting pitcher, middle reliever, closer, stay away from that. He's 4-8. It doesn't matter. He was 13-12 last year. Doesn't matter. What matters is the other numbers. Number one, the first thing, is I went to FanGraphs then and was taking a deeper look this morning. And the first thing with Jose Quintana that jumped off the page is, though the numbers are up, a couple of things are improved this year, including strikeout rate. His strikeout per nine innings. Over his career, 7.5 per nine innings strikeouts. This year, 9.4. That was a huh moment. Now, another thing that is up outside of his career norms is the walks per nine. That's concerning. But the biggest number that jumped off to me, batting average for balls in play, right around his career numbers, so that's not inflating his ERA, inflating his xFIP, anything like that this season. But the thing that jumped off the page, those two things first, Ks per nine, walks per nine, both up. But it's home run rate. His home run per nine. And I found an article at FanGraphs talking about that and talking about, is it just a little bit of bad luck? In a small sample size, a sample size over the course of the year as it pertains to his career, it is. It's you don't want to make these wide sweeping generalizations just looking at what he's done alone this season. Couple homers that bounced over the fence that went in a lot of parks, that can really throw off your numbers. And that's happened. In fact, two of the home runs that he gave up this year, back in April, against Max Kepler, the Twins, and Austin Jackson, would have been only home runs in 4% of parks. There's another three out there that, check that. There's another one, two, three, four home runs that wouldn't have been home runs in 20% or 80% of parks. So when you go through the numbers that way, you see that the numbers probably aren't as bad as they look on the surface. If you're just looking at his ERA, if you're just looking at the win-loss record, you're going to be scratching your head. These numbers, more than likely, for a 28-year-old guy, velocity has been very similar. You have a prospect now. You have a player for the Cubs to be excited about. Dig deeper, you're going to be in good shape. Dig deeper, and you're going to be happy. Cubs fans, you got one. Now, the next question becomes, what does this do for that clubhouse? What does that do for this team? They need to ignite forward. They need something. And we've been waiting. I mean, we go back all the way back to April after a ho-hum start. Hey, you know, can we see this team do, I don't know, go out to Boston? That'll get them going. Play it in Fenway. Maybe it's when the Yankees come. We had all these different ideas, all these different things that happened. Maybe it's Schwarber getting sent down. Whatever it was, nothing has worked. Now, the hangover, we've all had hangovers, right? At least most of us that are listening, we've had hangovers. The thing about a hangover is you get over it. You're able to get past the hangover. Oh, we're past the All-Star break now. I don't think we can use the hangover effect anymore. Sure, a slow start, not getting going. We're past hangover time. And you know Madden has tried to push every button possible. It hasn't worked to this point. But we got to retire the hangover. Hangovers last a day. As you get older, sometimes they last a couple days. I understand that. I'm learning that. Not like it was back in the day in your early 20s when he could bounce back, hair the dog, and get after it, right? Older listeners know exactly what I'm talking about. What we have is a team that is talented and has not played well. The time away, we will see if that's the elixir that's going to work for the team. But helping out that rotation, a guy that's going to help out in terms of giving them innings, helping a depleted bullpen. And that's another great thing about Quintana. Look at him throughout his career. He's on pace for it right now. Since he became a full-time starter back in 2013, 4 straight years of making 32 or more starts, 4 straight years of 200 innings pitch. Durability, absolutely. He's going to give you innings. He's going to help out the bullpen in that way. He's going to be a solid pitcher. Tell you what, that guy now, as your number 3, you go Lester, Arrieta, Quintana, come playoff time? Sure, why not? I like the move. Tip of the ball cap. Dig deeper in those numbers, you'll see some good things. From there, we jump over and take a look back at what happened in the world of sports last night. It's In Case You Missed It, and it's presented by Wolf Construction Roofing. If you're in the market for a new roof or just got a small leak, you got to get that thing patched up, fixed up, and ready to go for the fall, give the guys over at Wolf Construction a call today. They will help you out. Projects from big to small. They can have it done in a day. A roofing machine, Wolf Construction Roofing, out of West Des Moines. From there, let's take a look last night and, the sports wasn't a whole lot of it. What there was the ESPYs. I didn't see Peyton Manning from the get-go, though I went back and watched it a little bit later on. So I wasn't watching live, but he did a good job. I got a kick out of Peyton, thought he was funny, and my favorite part, throwing shade at Kevin Durant. KD, enough of the tough guy attitude. Enough. A little jab thrown his way.
Our gymnastics team was so dominant that Kevin Durant told me he wants to play for them next year. And I got to tell you, I don't think he'd start for that team, Kevin. Yeah. Russell Westbrook, what do you think?
Yeah. Bring it, Westbrook. Into that. That was good. That was a good one. That was one of the best that came out of Peyton Manning last night. Durant, he's got the mad look on his face. Come on. Kevin Durant has rubbed me the wrong way now for the last couple of seasons, going back to last summer, taking himself so seriously. Come on. You play hoops. Get a smile on your face. See if there's a smile on face after this one from Peyton last night at the ESPYs.
I want the Falcons to hear that from me now at the beginning of the show, because I know they'll stop paying attention 3/4 of the way in.
Easy joke. Yeah, it was an easy one. But for as angry as Durant was, for Westbrook trying to kind of hide his face and staying out of the fray. See, the thing about Peyton that makes him so endearing is he knows how to poke fun at himself a little bit as well. Including this last night.
I love that Serena Williams won the Australian Open while carrying a child. I mean, that's even more impressive than 2 years ago when the Denver Broncos defense won the Super Bowl while carrying me.
See, a little self-deprecating. That's how you do things. And even the other people are getting in the act. After the Patriots win a Team of the Year award for the NFL, Julian Edelman going after Peyton.
I'd say this, but Peyton Manning's kind of killing it. Yeah, we are indoors, though. So, but other than that,
that's pretty good. That's a good one. Now, did he have that one teed up? Probably. Probably did. Regardless. Good time last night. A lot of great awards given out. It's fun. Yeah, you don't need to be a hater about the ESPYs. I know there's plenty of people out there that are. Have fun with it. Enjoy it. Yeah, do we have MVP awards in all these sports? Yes. Do we need an ESPY award about it? But I love the stories of the different parts of it, and that's what makes it enjoyable for me. The ESPYs last night. Tomorrow night, we will get back into sports with baseball getting going once again. Coming up on the other side, we turn our attention to some college football. The U and I Panthers coming into the year ranked in the top 25 once again at the FCS level. Just how good are they going to be? We'll talk with Gary Ryan of the voice of UNI. He's up next here. Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest. but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. As many of you know, severe weather and hail swept through central Iowa and the Des Moines metro. Wolf Construction was here long before these storms, and we'll be here long after. We're much more than a pickup and a ladder. Our roofing team is here to serve you for years to come. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card, but don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 9292 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 9292.
Like all of you out there, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. He would flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache, or feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. When Mike invented MyPillow, he wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. Mike does all of his own manufacturing right here in the United States and offers a 10-year warranty. You could wash and dry MyPillow, and don't forget there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. And here's their best offer ever. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows and free shipping.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
Welcome back here, Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700. We're here with you until 3 o'clock, your only live and local sports show, not just here in central Iowa, but across the state of Iowa over your lunch hour. Now, drive time, you're looking for something, 5 until 6 o'clock. There's a man up to the northeast, Gary Rima, host on Press Row on 1540 KXEL, the blowtorch, right, Gary?
Oh, man, 50,000-watt clear channel voice of eastern Iowa. Yeah, and the flagship station, TC, you know this, but flagship station for the UNI Panther Sports Radio Network, and you know, feed 1700 mm-hmm. with the broadcast of UNI football, men's basketball, coaches shows. But yeah, it's a really powerful AM talker, and it's great to get an hour on their drive time every day, 5 to 6. And we focus on Iowa sports, whether it's college, high school, Iowans in the pros, really fast paced, fun show. So get up in this area, check it out. But hey, speaking of sports talk shows,
yeah,
I took my wife to the Des Moines airport the other day to fly out to see her daughter and grandson out in the D.C. area. And so when I left, of course, I had to flip you guys on, and, man, love the show. You had like Wolfman Jack or something on there, or Wolf.
you heard when we had Wolfgang come in here. Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Wolfgang. Yeah. Yeah. He's a character, but he has some good stuff. It really enjoyed your show, by the way. You guys do a great job in that area talking sports, whether it's Iowa or what's going on at the pro level or college, good high school. I know you cover, it's really good stuff. You guys do good work there.
Well, we appreciate it, Gary. And it's a lot of fun. As you know, it's the playground of life here in the world of sports. And it's a time, the summertime, especially this week, as you know, All-Star break. There isn't a whole lot to talk about in terms of the day-to-day interactions, but that's kind of when the week that we can really dig into some different topics. And that's what I wanted to get into you today. Dig into the Panthers a little bit, both on the football side, right around the corner, in basketball. Primetime league's been going on. But, Gary, I'm going to guess you don't get to see much PTL with the Court Kings anymore.
You know what? I've seen a couple of games. Did get in there to check it out some. And I like what I see as far as, you know, with some of the UNI guys. But, you know, it's the thing you got to be careful of, TC, and I think you and Wolfgang talked a little bit about this the other day, too. You don't want to put too much stock in stats, what you see statistically coming out of the PTL. It's, mm-hmm. You know, the guys just do not approach the defensive end of the court like they do at the college level, the way Ben Jacobson at UNI or Fran McCaffrey, you know, at Iowa, they, you know, it's just a different type of game. But I like it because it does get the guys into the gym in a game situation, making game time decisions. You got referees working the game. It has to be more fun for those guys than just going and playing open gym or getting an hour workout here or there. So, I mean, there's some good that comes out of it, but don't get too hung up if a guy drops it. I mean, Juwan McLeod, one of the first times I got to see him play, he dropped like 43. Yeah, but, you know, that's for fans to think, oh, man, all of a sudden Juwan McLeod's going to get 20-plus points a game, a little 40 or 40. That's not what's going to happen. That's not what they're going to ask him to do. But it is good to see him shoot the ball well and shoot it with confidence. So there's some good that comes out of it.
There is. And I think any more people, for the most part, there's always the crazies out there that expect ridiculous numbers when they see in the PTL. They understand it is a glorified scrimmage, but you can see some things. One of the biggest things, Gary, and a takeaway I take when I go here in town to the Capital City League or see the PTL, is if you see a guy struggling, that usually is a cause for concern for a guy. If they can't score in the PTL, they can't score in the Capital City League, it's going to be a stretch to be able to score at the D1 level.
Yeah, that's a good observation. I think I do think that it would be cause for concern with not only the player but the coaching staff if they start seeing some stats where a guy that's supposed to be a good 3-point shooter is hitting them at 15-20% instead of being up, 35% plus, or if one of your big men is having trouble scoring around the bucket, certainly just because you know that they're not playing the level of defense that you're going to face when you get into the Missouri Valley Conference or the Big Ten Conference or even some of your tough non-conference games. So there are things that you can certainly, I think, learn about your players. And I the other thing, TC, that I think it's at its best for guys are the new guys coming in, the mm-hmm. Taiwan Pickfords. When Juwan McLeod played in this league a year ago, the PTL, just to get up against some Division I guys before he starts his college season, I thought that helped Juwan some. And watching a guy like Taiwan Pickford play against some of the Hawkeye players and some guys that have played at the D1 level or D2, just to get against some college guys instead of being used to play against the high school level of kids that he's played against the last 4 years.
You know, you mentioned Pickford, and when he committed, Gary, I don't remember if we talked right afterwards. I talked to a couple people I know up in Minneapolis, and one of them absolutely raved at the kid, and we've seen the ability already, be it at the PTL as we're talking about here. He's got a chance for minutes. Do you think he is further along? I mean, we were excited last year about what we thought we were going to see out of Juwan McLeod, what we were going to see out of Isaiah Brown. Do you think he's further along coming into his freshman year than those two were a year ago?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, TC, it starts with his physical makeup. Just his body is more ready for the rigors of Division I basketball. And I'm not just talking about the game competition, but just the practices, the grind of the training camp once you can get after it and the things you have to do to play it at this level of college basketball. He's got a body that's ready to go, and I think that's exciting. I think we all knew as a true freshman that Juwan wasn't going to just burst onto the scene and be, you know, probably an all MVC performer. But I do think we expected him to just have a little bit more success shooting the basketball, getting to the rim, doing some of the things that you expect a point guard to do. But I'm telling you, he's going to be much improved. But back to Taiwan Pickford, I think he's a kid, just in my opinion, that has to play next year for this Panther team as a true freshman. I really think he'll be a contributor, a guy that'll do some things that we haven't had a true freshman come in and do for a number of years. So he was a great find. And a guy that knows Pickford is Mark Sonnen, the former Panther player. And Mark just raves about this kid's game. He's seen him play. He knows him. And I really trust Mark Sonnen's opinion. He's up in the Twin Cities area working with players, developing some kids, and he thinks that the Panthers got a real player here in Taiwan Pickford, so we're pretty excited about that kid. And then, you know, also put in there Austin Fife, the big kid out of Waverly, that he's another one. Now, he's not playing in the PTL, but he's another guy that's got the body coming in physically to, I think, really push some guys and battle for some minutes as a true freshman. And when you put him in with the guys that are returning, I think this Panther basketball team's got a chance now. You know, and part of it is because Wichita State's gone. Mm-hmm. I think the race is wide open next year, and you and I should be right in the hunt, TC. They should be one of the teams that's right at the top of this league next year. With, you know, when you bring back Clint Carlson and Bennett Cook, you got some size back. Love it that Wyatt Lowhouse is healthy. He's got two more years. He got that medical red shirt. Wyatt looks, I think he looks really good in the PT. You know, it's interesting. What's fun to see are some of the young guys coming into the PTL, some of the veterans, and then you watch a guy like Wyatt Lowhouse, and you just watch him play, and you're like, you can just tell that he's just got a little something more than some of the other players. And we missed him last year, so pretty excited about a number of things that are going on with UNI basketball. Coming off what, I mean, I think we all would agree, it was a disappointing season.
Yeah.
You know, it's a rare time that a Ben Jacobson team, you know, has a losing record for the entire season. It was just, I think Coach Jake will have this team back where we all want it to be this next season.
Well, and it's still funny, in a disappointing year where you still finish in third place in the Valley, that's considered a disappointing year. But that's kind of the beast that he's created there. And the expectation level that is there, it goes with the territory. You build a program up, that's the expectation level that goes up with it. So let's go with this. We're going to have Cook, Carlson, Wyatt Lowhouse. We know those are going to be starters. Probably McLeod. Who would be the fifth guy you'd pencil in right now for that starting five?
Boy, I tell you what, that's where the battle's going to come in practice in the fall at TC. It really is. I mean, that's where the workouts, even some of the summer workouts that the guys are able to get in. I really like Spencer Haldeman's game. He struggled a little bit shooting the basketball in the PTL. And I'm a little frustrated for Spencer because in one of the last PTL games, they only played him like 7 minutes in the first half and 4 or 5 minutes in the second half. And, you know, the PTL is developmental. You should get your minutes. And so I think there's a little frustration on his part. But he's a kid that's going to battle for some playing time. But, you know, I wouldn't be totally shocked if a guy like Taiwan Pickford busted through this lineup. Wow. Coach Jacobson could go big. He could play bigger, but he really likes the three-guard look. Adam McDermott's another one that is going to push for, I think, a starting spot at either the two or the three. This kid can really shoot the ball, TC. He's that guy that, you know, he's kind of out of that, I hate to say Ali Farouk Manesh, because sure. then people expect him to hit a big shot against Kansas and send us to the Sweet 16. But Adam McDermott can just absolutely stroke it. And I think when you look at Carlson inside and Bennett Cook inside, you want some outside shooting, somebody that's just got that, you know, that dead-eye three-point shot. And he's one of the guys that can do that. Another kid they really like is Luke McDonald. We'll see if he decides to try and play big with you know, three bigger guys. I don't anticipate that, but he's a guy that will push some of those guys. Isaiah Brown's the other one that's going to be in the mix. It's just going to be a matter of his shot comes around and they feel he can play that three spot and spot up and hit the three. And because we know he can take it to the basket, he can finish. It's just, can he get the outside shot going? And that's where I think a guy like Adam McDermott has an edge to try and grab that fifth starting spot on this team next year.
Well, I really like McDonald. He had a couple of big games there. Well, towards about the middle portion of the conference season, I think he's got a ton of upside there. A lot of different ways for Coach Jake to go, and that's excitement certainly not just for this year, but going into the future for you and I Hoops. Gary Rima, the voice of the Panthers, with us here as we talk some Panthers leading up through the summer weeks. Gary, let's jump to football. And you and I basketball, a little disappointing. You can say the same thing for you and I football, finishing outside looking in. And then a big offseason, a lot of coaching changes. Let's start right there. What you expect, kind of a new look coaching staff there with UNI football.
Yeah, and just let me a couple things I want to say about the a year ago. In my 24 years of doing UNI Panther basketball and football for the radio network, first time in the 24 years, TC, that both football and men's basketball came up under 500 as a team. So we've been spoiled. I mean, think about that. I mean, there's been a lot of programs that they've had a number of years where they weren't a 500 team and didn't get the playoffs. And so, yeah, both these programs, the coaching staffs have done a fabulous job. They built that monster where your fans just expect you to win every year. And, you know, you touched on it real quick with Coach Jacobson. With the way that team started out in the Valley, to get them to the third seed and the third place finish, it really, in a way, I think was one of his better coaching jobs, because that thing could have really went south when they started, 0-5 or whatever in the league. I mean, that could have been a team that was playing on Thursday night in St. Louis, and you know we are talking a lot about that early on in the conference season. How are we going to get out of Thursday? Because we don't want to play on Thursday. Not only did that, but got all the way to the three seed. So I thought it was just an excellent coaching job by Coach Jacobson when that team did have some early conference struggles. Football, I think it's going to be exciting. I think we're in for a great season. I'm just working on some football stuff right now. I'm just about ready to send my All-Missouri Valley Football Conference preseason poll and preseason football team into the league office. I've been working on that this morning, looking at this UNI team. And there is some concern, I think, just as fans talk about the team, and it is on the coaching side of it, because Coach Farley is going to have up to eight new people on his staff now. It was six, you know, a month or so after the season ended, or we got into the spring workouts, but now it's eight different coaches, one of them is the director of football operations, DJ Hort. Has left to take another job. So that's one of those eight positions I'm talking about. But that's a lot of new faces, a lot of new guys with ideas and trying to learn about UNI personnel and what they have. But In talking with Coach Farley, he loves this new staff. It's a new energy. It's a new vibe. It's new ideas. He thinks that he has some of the best. He calls them grass coaches, guys that when they get the guys out on the grass or the turf, man, they're right in there coaching. And he really likes the staff that he's assembled. So we'll see how it plays out. You know, I know if we were talking about another team in the league and you're like, well, they got eight new coaches, I think we'd all say, well, they're going to have some bumps in the road. They're going to have some struggles. They may lose a game or two because the staff is so new. But, you know, I'm just hoping that we're not saying that about this UNI football team, that this staff can get it done, because this is a really talented team that they've got back. They played a lot of young guys last year, and outside of the running back spot where we really don't return a main starter, I think offense and defense, with the guys that are coming back, this got a chance to be a pretty exciting season for UNI football.
Yeah, and number 87, looking forward to seeing him out there in his sophomore year. He's got a name that people know, Rima.
Yeah, and Jalen, I think, has got a chance to have a big year. You know, this team's really deep at wide receiver.
Yes.
And with Eli Dunn knowing going into camp that he's the man, he's the guy, the 6'5 junior who's a big, strong, in-the-pocket quarterback who can really throw the football, I think the passing game's got a chance to be really pretty prolific this year, TC. And I don't want to put too much pressure on that group, but I'm telling you, with Darice Fountain, I think Darice Fountain is a little bit underappreciated across the league, but I think as a senior, I look for him to have a tremendous year. With him on one side, Jalen on the other, with their speed, I think they're going to really be able to stretch the field. And you've got some really good possession receivers, too, in Jalen James and Christian Jagan and Isaiah Weston. You know, and as I mentioned, Isaiah Weston, when you look at the current UNI Panther offensive two deep, and they're listing three running backs and five wide receivers and three tight ends, two guys at each of the offensive line spots, Weston is the only guy on the offensive side of the football that is a redshirt freshman. Everybody else is a sophomore, junior, or senior. So I'm telling you, with there's not a ton of youth. There's a lot of experience back on the offensive side, and I think this offense could be really special. I love the offensive line with Twait back and Bryce Sweeney's healthy and going to be the starting right tackle. I think the O-line looks really solid. So if they give Dunn the time that we think they will be able to, the passing game could be as fun as it's been since maybe back in the Eric Sanders days or Tom Petrie days when UNI football could really wing it all over the field.
Yeah, different kind of quarterback, and Dunn, boy, he is a physically imposing kid, the Grinnell kid, and doing some good things up there with the Panthers. Finally, Gary, one more on the football. Just a quick peek at the schedule here. Three of your first four going to be on the road, including the opener against Iowa State. The Cyclones are going to put a lot into that one after the loss last year to UNI. You get North Dakota State this year on the road, South Dakota State on the road. Those two right there, a couple of daunting tasks. Two teams that are going to be certainly in the top 10 going into the year, most FCS publications, with the Jackrabbits and the Bison. So another difficult schedule for Coach Farley and company.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because as excited as I am about the prospects of UNI turning it around and making a run at the Missouri Valley Football Conference regular season title and get themselves back into FCS postseason football after missing last year, it's going to be extremely tough. And when you talk about North Dakota State, South Dakota State, you're talking about when the preseason poll comes out, the teams that are going to be 1 and 2, and it could be 1A, 1B as far as I'm concerned. They're both just loaded with tremendous teams coming back. They'll both be in the top 10 of the FCS preseason poll, as you mentioned. So we have to play both those teams on the road at really tough places to go and win. So that's just a couple of the tough games on the conference schedule. But it all starts on that Saturday, September 2nd night game at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames against Iowa State. And You know, whether you and I beat them last year or not, this is going to be a much tougher game for you and I this time around. Coach Campbell in his second season, they're going to be better. And I don't know how many more wins they'll get in the Big 12, but as far as hosting you and I in that season opener, that will be a much tougher game this year than it was a year ago for the Panthers. But you know, our guys always get up for it. They're going to give a great effort. You know that. Coach Farley will have them prepared and ready. But to start off with that Big 12 opponent right out of the gate, tough. And then we come home and host Cal Poly. And I just read in one of the publications that they're projecting North Dakota to win the Big Sky, but they feel like Cal Poly would be the other team. And they're not talking Montana or Eastern Washington. They're talking North Dakota and Cal Poly as two of the best teams in the Big Sky that they project could win that league. And that's our game two of the regular season and non-conference play before we go to Big Sky Southern Utah. So a lot of hurdles to clear before we even get into the Valley part of the season, TC. And I think after those three non-conference games, we get the bye week. I think we'll know a lot about this team and where they're headed when we get three games under our belt, get a bye week in, and then it's eight straight Valley games after that.
Just a couple, about a minute left, Gary. Jose Quintana going to your Cubs. You excited?
Man, I you know what? I don't know where we're headed. We were on such a high at this time a year ago with how great they were playing and the pitching was so good. And we all know they're lacking some pitching right now. They just can't even Arrieta's having his struggles and, you know, lackey. I mean, it's just that part of it's been frustrating. But I did read a really good article from a Chicago writer yesterday that said, Cub fans, the second half is going to be exciting. We're like right where we want to be. So you know what? I'm not giving up. You know me. I'm a diehard. I'm hanging in there with them. We're going to find a way to get into the playoffs, and then we're going to grab that magic from a year ago and just look out, TC. Look out.
And always optimistic, Gary Rima. Gary, as always, good catching up with you. We will talk again soon, and well, we'll let you enjoy a little vacation before we do. Enjoy Florida, all right?
Yeah, thanks a lot. Going to get away for a little bit, but I'll be ready, come August when it's time to start getting after some UNI football big time.
You bet. Gary Rima, the voice of the UNI Panthers, with us on the Draft House 50 Hotline. We'll take the timeout. Back putting a cap on our number one here in a moment. Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3. Sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Napa Know-How.
Buckets are good. Good at storing, carrying, and hauling all kinds of stuff. But the Napa bucket for $3.99 does more good than that. Like getting you 20% off three or more items that fit inside. And donating a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. So do our soldiers and yourself some good. And save 20% with the Napa bucket. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/17.
Lots of things take 15 minutes, like sitting through a halftime show or running a very slow mile. Well, Buffalo Wild Wings wants to add one more to the list, the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. Order from this menu and you'll get your lunch in 15 minutes or it's free. So put in your order, count all the tiles on our ceiling, and voila, 15 minutes and your food has arrived. Or it's on us. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for tables of 6 or less, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at participating locations for dine-in only. Other restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Hi, folks. Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Summer is here, and when the storms hit and your roof leaks, it's time to call Wolf Construction. From a complete re-roof to just fixing that leaky roof, the roofing staff has experience working with many different roof systems with Wolf Construction and a knowledge of how the roof system works best for your home. Wolf Construction will do their best to honor you with timely communication, a job well done, and a price that's fair. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-225-8866 or online. WolfConstruction.net.
Back to the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. It's Jimmy B and TC.
Kind of back with you, running solo here for the rest of the week. Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700. Coming up next hour, the busyness continues. Ken Silverstein, our Big Ten insider, will be here. We'll talk some Hawkeyes with him and much more on the Big Ten. Give him a look also at the American League Central. As you know, the Central, where I keep my eyes on in the American League more than the National League, with my Minnesota Twins still in contention. Kind of funny with the news today of the Cubs making the move for Jose Quintana. The Twins, I had just saw, connected with Quintana just yesterday in a report that was out there. That obviously doesn't come to fruition. A lot of people believe Quintana was destined for Houston. There was some talk. Saw a couple other destinations out there. A couple of them didn't make a whole lot of sense, including Atlanta, as they're trying to figure out what they're going to do going forward. You know, they went out, got a couple of veterans this year. It hasn't worked out very well overall for the Braves. But we will talk some American League Central as well. We'll talk about those Indians, the World Series runner-up from a year ago as the Cubs came back and got them with Ken, and get into the Big Ten with him coming up at 1 o'clock. Then at 1:40, it'll be Ryan Van Bibber. We will talk NFL with Ryan. Mentioned at the top, want to ask him a couple things on Teddy Bridgewater and how that's going to work in Minnesota, what the scuttlebutt continues to be. Now, you read a lot of things out there, up there. The voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, I've heard him state before, listening to him up on KFAN up in Minneapolis, is that he thinks that it's going to be, he will be on the PUP list for 6 weeks, and then he will be ready to come back after that, and he will be part of the active roster. There's so many concerning parts to that. There's so many things that, as a Vikings fan, you have to be concerned about. This is a franchise that has been disappointing over the last 40 years without a Super Bowl appearance, and how close that they've been. But it seems like every time they're on the precipice of making that breakthrough moment, something happens. Something goes awry. Gary Anderson missing the first kick of the year after making field goal, field goal, field goal after field goal. And you know what went down with Brett Favre against the Saints in that NFC Championship game. And not just those, you know, moments in the NFC Championship game, but just seasons where the expectations are high and something goes wrong. I don't know if that's something that I would be wanting to mess with. You also have Coach Zimmer going through the oddity with the eye surgeries that he's had, having to go away, missed a couple weeks of off-season camp to deal with that health issue. A lot of oddities happening with the Vikings. We'll get into that in more NFL talk with Ryan Van Bibber at 1:40. We'll take the time out, back with more as we come to you live here from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios. You in the market for a new roof? Or fix that leaky roof. Give the guys at Wolf Construction a call today. Back here in a moment.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3. Sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's two-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi gateway, Genie HD DVR, and three additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
Requires 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet, equipment, non-return, and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1/21/17.
Hi, folks. Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
We don't just carry our boxes to their destination. We carry your business. We carry your growth, your love of your products, and your service. When you hand your product over to us, we know how important it is to you, so we make it just as important to us. It's as if your entire store is right there in our hands. That's why at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone else in the country. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice.
My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
The Home Depot has discovered an amazing anti-aging formula for your walls. Behr Premium Plus Ultra Paint, interior and exterior, starting at just $29.98 a gallon. Behr's formula provides superior stain blocking coverage, keeping walls looking newer, longer. It's not the fountain of youth, unless you're a wall. Behr Premium Plus Ultra, starting at just $29.98 a gallon, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot.